Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Aaron, we're doing all the heavy lifting here. Have you been listening to our commercial for you?
I sure have, and I am very pleased.
So you are the, let me get your title again, Director of Leisure Marketing and Media Relations. So you're the person that tries to get people down there, huh?
That's my, yes, that's my role here at Visit Bloomington.
And what's the, like, okay, so fine, the family wants to do something this fall. Is fall foliage a thing in southern Indiana, or what would you call it, south central Indiana?
Absolutely, yes. We refer to ourselves as located within the rolling hills of south central Indiana, about 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. And fall foliage is one of the primary draws each autumn to the Bloomington area.
What's a good date? If I was going to pick a weekend or a weekday, maybe I'll go midweek. When should I get down there?
You know, we're starting to look at pinpointing the week of August or October 18th this year. Depending on the rain or lack of rain that falls, we could be pushing into the next week of October 25th. So, and, you know, any time between the 18th and Halloween, I think, would be a fantastic time to visit.
Southern Illinois has the Shawnee National Forest. Do you have a national forest down there as well?
We do. We're home to Indiana's only national forest, the Hoosier National Forest, which is comprised of approximately 200,000 acres of pristine lands, and that just surrounds the Bloomington area. So tons of opportunities for outdoor recreation experiences just outside of our back door.
So trails, paths, parks, a lot of hiking, I presume, out that way then?
Hundreds of miles worth of trails in for horseback riding, hiking, trail running, bicycling, and mountain biking.
You know what I want to do?
Paradise.
I want to ride a bicycle through campus or through one of these trails. And you know why? Is that a draw for people in Bloomington, Indiana?
It sure is for those folks who may be familiar with the Academy Award-winning film Breaking Away. The cycling culture and biking culture in Bloomington is very much alive and well. So absolutely, pack your bike or rent one from one of our local bike shops and take a stroll around campus or through the downtown area on some of our trails.
We're talking to the director of marketing at Visit Bloomington, Indiana, in our Best of the Midwest series. Aaron White's on a phone line. But, you know, I like the idea of getting away in the woods, and that all sounds peaceful and lovely, but I want dining as well. Actually, I wouldn't mind a little bit of an urban feel, something maybe around campus. Can you talk about that?
Sure. One of the most well-known promenades in Bloomington is Kirkwood Avenue, which is the historic street that links campus, the campus of Indiana University, to our downtown area, which has been closed to pedestrian traffic for about the last vehicular traffic for about the last 18 months. So if you can envision a space that's lit with cafe lights strung over the streets, outdoor dining in several of the restaurants, musicians kind of taking over, street festivals happening throughout the week or the weekends, just a really fantastic vibe and experience that people will really enjoy.
You know, Aaron, that's
especially
what
as the weather cools down.
Amen. Although, I don't know, a cool evening on a warm summer day sounds like a nice way to spend some time outside to me. A lot of the suburbs in Chicago have done that. They closed down blocks because of COVID. And even this summer, they thought, let's keep doing that. People love it. So I think that's a smart idea for you guys.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we've done in Bloomington. It's important for us to provide lots of opportunities for people to safely dine should they choose to be outdoors. We're responding to their requests, and I think it's fantastic, not only for residents, but for visitors. It provides additional seating opportunities and just creates a beautiful ambiance that I think has really been missing in Bloomington, and so we're so excited to have it here.
Do you have a wine trail down there or a bourbon trail or something like that?
The Bloomington Ale Trail is alive and strong. We have we're home of two wineries, five breweries, a distillery, a couple cidery/meaderies. So we've got plenty of opportunities for folks to safely imbibe, should they choose.
I'm also looking at just some of the press coverage. Men's Journal ran an article, 19 Best Cocktail Bars in America You Must Try, and one of them was in Bloomington, Indiana.
Can you believe it?
No.
We're so fortunate to be home of Cardinal Spirits, which was Bloomington's first and only distillery. And not only are they serving up some fantastic opportunities for spirits, they have a full line of canned cocktails, which are perfect to throw in your picnic basket or maybe even in your backpack to enjoy along a trail. And the food that they're producing in their kitchen is simply amazing. So a must-stop destination when you visit Bloomington.
Let me just mention some other coverage and then you say whatever you want to say. Chicago Tribune in 2020, Best of the Midwest, 10 places to go, Bloomington, Indiana. Most beautiful fall foliage within driving distance of Chicago, says Thrillist. In the New York Times, in the Washington Post, admirable coverage, and even Sports Illustrated said Mother Bear's Pizza is the greatest place to grub in all of college football.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have all of these amazing publications shouting out Bloomington. It's certainly a hidden gem, an off-the-beaten-path escape that is inclusive, it's affordable, and unpretentious. You know, we perfectly balance the charm of a small town and exude the cultural magic of a big city. Bloomington's one of those fantastic places where you can eat breakfast at your kitchen table and hop in the car and join us for lunch or an early happy hour in Bloomington, park your car for a few days, experience a walkable destination that is just filled with hidden gems. And, you know, it's just a fantastic 3-day getaway.
This is our Best of the Midwest series. One last thing then. So if I head down there, where do I stay? Is there kind of a charming hotel district, or I guess I could stay at a Best Western or something, but what's a fun place to stay?
We've got a lot of fantastic properties in the immediate downtown area. Hotels, bed and breakfasts, inns, vacation rentals. One of my favorite places to recommend is the Graduate Bloomington Hotel, which is just steps from IU's iconic sample gates and neighbors all of the shops and eats around the historic Courthouse Square.
Hmm. Is there a restaurant you recommend when I head down there?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to name my favorites, but I always enjoy a gyro from Trojan Horse, an amazing panini and blue cheese coleslaw from Function Brewing. We've got some fantastic options with places like Lenny's and Hive, and then for a slice of pizza, which is Bloomington's unofficial dish, which I know is hard to rival the Chicago deep dish pizzas. We've got over 30 places to choose from, but I would say that my favorite is probably Mother Bear's or Aver's.
Okay, so I have a two-night stay at Graduate Bloomington Hotel, reserved wine tasting and picnic for two at that Oliver Winery, and $250 in gift cards to some of the places you mentioned, Mother Bear's, Lenny's, Hive, and Cardinal Spirits. Go to the contest page at WGNradio.com, and just for free, you can sign up and maybe you win all of that. Everybody else, head on down to Bloomington, Indiana, the website, if you want to find out more. And by the way, this podcast will live at WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. You can listen back to it or share it with your friends. But we'll go to Visit Bloomington, is that right?
That is correct. Visit Bloomington.com for all information about fall in Bloomington.
It's the Best of the Midwest, Bloomington, Indiana. Okay, thanks, Aaron. Well done. We'll see you soon.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, go to our contest page. You can win that trip for free.